In the quiet corners of our hearts, we all fear betrayal. Yet for thousands of couples each year, this fear becomes a devastating reality when infidelity strikes. Linda J. McDonald's How to Help Your Spouse Heal from Your Affair has emerged as a lifeline for those navigating these treacherous waters. As a therapist with over 2 decades of experience working with couples in crisis, McDonald doesn't just theorize, she speaks from the trenches of marital restoration. The book has gained recognition among relationship counselors as perhaps the most practical guide for unfaithful partners who genuinely want to save their marriages. Praised by Dr. John Gottman and featured in Psychology Today, this compact but powerful work has helped countless couples rebuild what seemed irreparable. What makes this book particularly compelling is McDonald's unflinching honesty. Between 65 to 75% of straying spouses fail to save their marriages after infidelity. But for those willing to embrace their role as healers and follow her guidance, the path to restoration, though difficult, becomes clear. When an affair is discovered, it doesn't just damage a relationship, it demolishes the betrayed spouse's entire reality. What was once a secure foundation becomes quicksand, shattering not only their marriage, but their fundamental understanding of their life story. The faithful spouse experiences not just heartbreak, but profound trauma, as the very person they trusted most becomes the source of the greatest treachery. This trauma manifests in obsessive thoughts, hypervigilance, emotional volatility, and deep questioning of their own worth and judgment. Many betrayed partners report physical symptoms, including insomnia, loss of appetite, panic attacks, and even symptoms similar to PTSD. Most unfaithful partners dramatically underestimate this impact, often viewing their infidelity through the lens of their own experience and relief after disclosure. While they may feel unburdened by the truth finally emerging, their spouse is just beginning to process the devastation. As one betrayed partner described it, "It's as if he threw a grenade through our living room windows and blew our house to smithereens. Yet he stands outside complaining that we are crying too much, scoffs at our missing limbs, and ignores the blood all over our clothes." This stark metaphor captures the profound disconnect between how betrayers and betrayed experience the aftermath. The unfaithful spouse's initial response to discovery critically influences healing potential. Continued dishonesty, defensive reactions, blame shifting, or minimizing the affair's significance can make reconciliation impossible. When faithful partners see immediate remorse, transparency, and willingness to answer difficult questions, they find some comfort despite their pain. However, when met with further deception, emotional abandonment, or attempts to rush their healing process, their trauma compounds exponentially. Research shows that betrayed partners who receive genuine empathy and patience from their unfaithful spouse heal more completely than those who face defensive or dismissive responses. Particularly damaging are situations where the betrayed spouse's earlier suspicions were dismissed, ridiculed, or met with gaslighting, a form of psychological manipulation where reality is denied or distorted. Many report that this psychological abuse caused deeper wounds than the physical betrayal itself, creating lasting trust issues that extend beyond their marriage into other relationships and aspects of life. The betrayed partner often struggles with traumatic memories of being told they were crazy, paranoid, or too insecure when their intuition was actually correct. Recovery typically takes 2 years from the last lie told, not from the affair's discovery, highlighting why continued dishonesty is so destructive to healing. This timeline extends significantly when the unfaithful partner engages in trickle truth, revealing information gradually rather than being fully honest from the start. Each new revelation restarts the trauma cycle, making it crucial for unfaithful partners to understand that partial honesty is still dishonesty, and complete transparency is essential for genuine healing to begin. After an affair is exposed, unfaithful partners face 5 distinct choices, each with dramatically different consequences. Understanding these options illuminates why so many reconciliation attempts fail. The most devastating choice, the mass murder option, involves leaving the marriage for the affair partner. This creates maximum destruction for everyone involved, including children, extended family, and friend networks. Despite the enormous sacrifice, these relationships have only a 3% chance of lasting long-term, as they're built on a foundation of deception and fantasy. Slightly less traumatic is the murder option, leaving both the affair partner and the marriage. While this avoids the particular pain of watching your spouse build a life with their lover, it still inflicts profound abandonment trauma on the family. Many betrayers choose the negligent homicide option, physically staying in the marriage while making no meaningful effort to repair it. This passive approach communicates that the spouse isn't worth the effort, creating a slow death of emotional neglect. Well-intentioned but uninformed betrayers often attempt the detain and torture option, making haphazard, clumsy efforts at reconciliation without proper guidance. These attempts frequently backfire, inadvertently causing additional pain through continued secrecy, defensiveness, or impatience with the healing process. The only path with real potential for healing is the character building and possible resurrection option, making a wholehearted, well-advised effort to repair the damage. This requires humility, patience, and willingness to follow expert guidance rather than one's own instincts, which are often compromised by shame, guilt, or lingering attachment to the affair. The choice between these options isn't just about relationship outcomes, it reveals and shapes the betrayer's character. Those who choose the fifth path often experience profound personal growth alongside marital healing. The single most crucial quality for unfaithful spouses to regain trust is that they get it, truly comprehending both the wrongness of their actions and the depth of pain they've caused. This quality is immediately recognizable to betrayed spouses and impossible to fake. Without it, all other reconciliation efforts ring hollow. Many betrayers struggle to get it for three primary reasons: the ego boost from feeling desired by the affair partner, the unfair comparison between the idealized lover and the real-life spouse with all their human flaws, and their tendency toward emotional self-absorption. The affair creates a fog of self-justification that must be penetrated before genuine empathy can emerge. Successful rebuilders recognize their actions as severe violations, using accurate terms like unfaithfulness and betrayal rather than minimizing language like mistake or poor judgment. They acknowledge the profound breach of trust their actions created and take full responsibility without excuses or blame shifting. We've seen this distinction play out publicly. When Tiger Woods was exposed for multiple infidelities, his initial statement showed signs of beginning to understand, saying, "I have let my family down and I regret those transgressions with all of my heart." Unfortunately, this realization came too late to save his marriage. In contrast, former Chicago Police Superintendent Dick Brzezczak demonstrated he got it when he stated, "I was selfish and self-centered. I didn't care about anybody but myself. I didn't think about the misery I was causing." Successful rebuilders deeply regret their actions, accept complete responsibility, and focus primarily on their partner's sorrows rather than their own needs or guilt. They understand that marital love is fundamentally a decision to behave lovingly regardless of feelings, and they commit to that decision even through the painful aftermath of their betrayal. Beyond getting it, successful marriage rebuilders demonstrate three essential qualities that distinguish them from those who fail: resilience, realism, and respect. Resilient rebuilders commit to the long, difficult path of recovery rather than seeking escape. They understand that running away, whether physically or emotionally, won't free them from shame or painful reminders. Instead, they persevere through the emotional roller coaster of rebuilding, growing in communication skills and capacity for genuine intimacy. This resilience manifests as determination to face the consequences of their actions and do whatever necessary to heal the relationship. Realistic rebuilders accept that the marriage's innocence is permanently altered. They don't expect instant forgiveness despite their remorse, understanding that trust rebuilds gradually through consistent truthfulness over time. they recognize that recovery typically takes 2 to 5 years of focused effort, not weeks or months, and prepare themselves for this marathon rather than sprinting toward a quick resolution that inevitably fails. Respectful rebuilders acknowledge that their unilateral decision to have an affair deprived their spouse of choice. They now honor their partner's right to determine how and whether to proceed with reconciliation. If the betrayed spouse requests temporary separation, respectful rebuilders honor this need for space, understanding that separation can help the betrayed regain dignity while allowing the betrayer to demonstrate genuine contrition through actions rather than just words. Whether together or apart during the initial crisis, successful rebuilders remain committed to recovery through counseling, spiritual support, accountability groups, and honest self-reflection. They recognize that rebuilding requires not just repairing the relationship, but transforming themselves at a fundamental level. Successful rebuilders immediately and completely sever all connections with their affair partners. They recognize that crossing the line from colleague or friend to romantic partner means forfeiting all rights to maintain that relationship if they want to save their marriage. This severance must be absolute. No phone calls, texts, emails, social media connections, or physical presence. When affairs involve coworkers, job changes are necessary in approximately 95% of cases, with the faithful spouse getting the primary vote on such decisions. While this often involves significant financial sacrifice and career disruption, successful rebuilders recognize this cost as part of the necessary amends for their actions. Continued exposure to a former lover keeps the betrayed spouse on emotional pins and needles, re-traumatizing them and preventing wounds from healing. Even when complicated by shared connections, like children's friendships or family relationships, the cutoff must be enforced. Though costly and inconvenient, these sacrifices increase the spouse's emotional safety and ultimately strengthen the family unit. Many betrayers struggle with this complete break for understandable but problematic reasons. Some maintain contact as a backup plan in case reconciliation fails, a strategy that guarantees failure, as spouses intuitively sense this divided loyalty. Others doubt their spouse will ever meet their emotional needs, failing to recognize that their perception of needs has been artificially magnified by affair-induced brain chemistry that mimics morphine's effects. Many rewrite marital history to justify their actions, viewing their pre-affair marriage as more miserable than it actually was. Some feel excessive sympathy for the affair partner, prioritizing those feelings over their devastated spouse's pain. All these rationalizations must be overcome for healing to begin. If any final closure communication is necessary, successful rebuilders seek their spouse's permission first. This communication should include declaring love for the spouse, admitting the relationship was wrong, firmly stating it's over, and requesting no further contact. Having to be pressured into severing ties undermines credibility. The betrayer must initiate this closure willingly to demonstrate genuine commitment to ending the affair. The lies surrounding affairs often inflict deeper wounds than the physical betrayal itself. When faithful spouses' intuitions and suspicions were dismissed or ridiculed, they experience not just betrayal, but a profound form of psychological abuse that damages their sense of reality and self-trust. Successful rebuilders commit to absolute honesty after disclosure, avoiding all forms of evasion, spin, or damage control. They respond openly to questions and immediately confess any lapses without waiting to be caught. They understand that recovery typically restarts from the last lie told, not from the affair's discovery, making continued dishonesty catastrophic for healing. This commitment to transparency means no secret passwords, hidden accounts, unexplained absences, or private communications. Successful rebuilders voluntarily provide information about their whereabouts, accept their partner's suspicions without offense, and create an atmosphere of psychological safety through consistent truthfulness. While one or two lapses might be survived in some marriages, others are too fragile to withstand even a single instance of continued dishonesty. As Liz Brzezek noted about her husband Dick's approach to rebuilding trust, No matter how intimate the question, no matter how probing, Dick held absolutely nothing back. Alongside honesty, successful rebuilders accept full responsibility for their actions without excuses or blame shifting. They acknowledge that no one made them get involved with someone else and take ownership of their choice to cross boundaries. They explore both recent stressors and childhood experiences that may have predisposed them to infidelity, not as excuses, but as areas for personal growth and healing. They let go of the fantasy that some perfect lover will make them feel whole, recognizing that healing requires cooperation between self, God for those with spiritual beliefs, and supportive people. They stop minimizing their actions, seeing all romantic encounters outside marriage as unfaithfulness, including flirting, pornography, secret communications, and emotional intimacy. The most profound transformation for unfaithful partners is shifting from being the source of their spouse's deepest wound to becoming the primary agent of healing. This requires patience, empathy, and willingness to witness pain they've caused without becoming defensive. After disclosure, the betrayer often feels relief while the hurt partner is just beginning to process the trauma. This timing difference creates havoc as the unfaithful spouse wants to move forward while the betrayed spouse needs to process backward. Successful rebuilders understand this disconnect and patiently rewind a tape as many times as necessary, validating their partner's pain rather than denying or minimizing it. They hold their partners when they cry, respect their right to feel sad and angry, recognize the trauma symptoms as normal responses rather than overreactions, and don't pressure resuming physical intimacy before emotional safety is established. They accept their partner's timetable for healing rather than imposing their own, knowing that healing comes from facing pain rather than avoiding it. Rebuilders develop genuine empathy by giving hurt partners room to express their devastation. Witnessing this emotional aftermath brings the betrayer out of the fog of illicit romance into the jarring truth of what they've done. The greatest healing occurs when betrayers humbly listen without defensiveness and validate their partner's feelings for as long as necessary. Contrary to fears, this approach actually shortens recovery time rather than prolonging it. While showing remorse is important, healthy guilt focuses on the damage done to the betrayed rather than self-centered feelings. Instead of saying, "Poor me, I am such a failure," they express, "I am deeply sorry for the ways I've wounded you." They offer sincere, specific apologies that acknowledge responsibility. "I feel terrible for how badly I've hurt you. You didn't deserve that. And I will do whatever it takes to make this up to you." Intimate betrayal robs faithful spouses of their sense of safety, specialness, value, exclusivity, and trust. In the aftermath, certain objects, locations, or events associated with the affair trigger intense pain, fear, and aversion, often for many years. These triggers aren't signs of holding on to the past, but normal responses to trauma that gradually diminish with proper handling. Successful rebuilders understand that anything associated with the affair causes pain to the wounded spouse, so they allow their partner to choose how to handle such reminders. They willingly sacrifice relationships with people who approved of the affair, avoid locations with painful associations, and eliminate objects connected to the infidelity. These sacrifices demonstrate sincere remorse and make needed deposits of love in the offended spouse's heart. When conducting corrective talks with friends who condoned the affair, they express regret, admit wrongdoing, declare love for their spouse, ask for support of the marriage, and make clear that those who aren't friends of the marriage are unwelcome in their lives. Beyond triggers, betrayed spouses typically experience obsessive thoughts and hypervigilance after an affair. Rather than becoming frustrated with these symptoms, successful rebuilders anticipate triggers and stay aware of their partner's emotional state, asking daily, "How are you doing today?" and noticing any sight, sound, or word that might cause pain. When passing locations visited with the affair partner or encountering media involving adultery, thoughtful rebuilders reach out, offer comfort, and ask if their spouse needs support. They handle sexual reconnection with extreme care, understanding that emotional safety must precede physical intimacy. Following the frosting on the cake principle, they take time for communication and emotional rebuilding before rushing into sex. Throughout recovery, they consistently reassure their partners about their commitment with tender words and thoughtful gestures without strings attached. Affairs damage not just marriages, but entire family systems, creating ripple effects that can last for generations. Children of all ages are deeply affected by parental infidelity, as they fundamentally need their family to be a secure, safe haven. The betrayal shatters their sense of stability and often their respect for the unfaithful parent. Even infants can sense the emotional turbulence, while teenagers may act out or withdraw entirely. Young children often blame themselves, while older ones may feel pressured to take sides or become emotional caretakers for the hurt parent. Successful rebuilders acknowledge how they've damaged their children's security and work deliberately to reestablish confidence they won't abandon the family. They understand that words alone aren't enough. Consistent, reliable presence is essential. They become emotionally engaged with their children in ways they failed to do during the affair, showing up for important moments, actively listening, and demonstrating stability through daily interactions. With adult children, they understand and address the deep disillusionment, shattered trust, and insecurity about marriage that their infidelity caused. Many adult children report questioning their own relationships and ability to trust partners. They apologize without making excuses, show appropriate remorse without manipulation, and follow up with faithful actions over extended periods. This might include being more present at family gatherings, maintaining regular check-ins, and demonstrating changed behavior through transparency and accountability. Rather than maintaining awkward silence about the elephant in the room, they periodically connect one-on-one with each child to discuss feelings and answer questions appropriately for their developmental stage. Young children need simple, age-appropriate explanations focused on healing, while teenagers and adult children often require more detailed conversations about accountability and change. While witnessing a parent's failure is deeply painful, seeing genuine repentance and repair work can provide valuable life lessons about humility, accountability, and second chances. Children learn not just from parents' mistakes, but from how those mistakes are addressed and corrected. When handled well, this process can actually strengthen family bonds and teach important lessons about resilience, forgiveness, and the work required to maintain healthy relationships. Many families report emerging stronger after working through infidelity, though this requires sustained effort and commitment from all parties, especially the unfaithful parent. The healing process often requires professional support, as children may need their own space to process their emotions with a qualified therapist. Family therapy can provide a structured environment for difficult conversations and help establish new patterns of communication and trust. Successful rebuilders recognize that healing the family system is a marathon, not a sprint, requiring patience, consistency, and an unwavering commitment to restoration. At its core, affair recovery requires not just behavioral changes, but fundamental character transformation. Strong character develops through right thinking and behavior over time. There are no shortcuts to this essential work. This transformation process typically spans years rather than months, demanding consistent effort and dedication to rewiring deeply ingrained patterns of thought and behavior. Successful rebuilders commit to eliminating dysfunctional beliefs and patterns, including deceitfulness, entitlement, poor emotional coping skills, pride, I'm invulnerable to temptation, rationalization, improperly handled anger, self-pity, and knee-jerk defensiveness. They recognize these unhealthy attitudes require years of disciplined retraining, not quick fixes. This often involves developing new emotional intelligence skills, learning to recognize triggers, and establishing healthy coping mechanisms for stress and conflict, For example, someone who previously turned to affairs during work stress might learn to process anxiety through therapy, exercise, or meditation instead. They embrace a confessional lifestyle with appropriate accountability. No more secrets, no more false pride. This means maintaining radical transparency in all areas of life, from phone access to daily schedules to financial decisions. Many join weekly support groups where they can share struggles honestly, maintain long-term counseling relationships for professional guidance, and establish strict boundaries that protect against future temptation. These might include avoiding one-on-one meetings with opposite-sex colleagues, maintaining open-door policies at work, or changing jobs if necessary. The benefits of pursuing personal, relational, and spiritual wholeness extend far beyond the marriage, potentially reverberating through generations as healthier patterns are modeled for children and grandchildren. While unfaithful partners must do the heavy lifting in initial recovery, marriages always involve two imperfect people. In successful couples, betrayers do the bulk of work in the crisis stage, taking full responsibility, showing genuine remorse, and making necessary life changes. This later enables injured spouses to safely explore their own contributions to pre-affair vulnerability without feeling blamed for the betrayal. Both partners continue growing long after the initial wounds stop bleeding, understanding that healing has only begun. This might involve developing better communication skills, learning to express needs clearly, or addressing childhood trauma that affected the marriage. The single word that best describes successful rebuilders is humility. While love covers a multitude of sins, humility heals a multitude of wounds. This humility manifests in daily choices, admitting mistakes quickly, listening without defensiveness, accepting influence from their spouse, and remaining teachable in counseling. By embracing their role as healers and working to repair damage, unfaithful partners not only heal their marriages, but transform themselves in the process. They learn to derive satisfaction from character growth rather than external validation, building a foundation of integrity that supports lasting change. As Carl Menninger wisely noted, love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it.